Wendy Walsh came to me several months ago and told me that the New York Times wanted to publish her story. And all of her friends were saying to her, don't do it. He's going to come after you. This is going to be very scary. She asked me what I thought. I said, you absolutely have to do it, Wendy. You have to do this for your daughters. You have to do this for other women. I know you're scared, but I will stand with you at no charge. And not only that, Wendy, but we are going to bring him down. I promised her that months ago. 3 weeks ago, the story broke with Wendy. We had a media and a legal strategy in place. We executed it for the last 18 days, and yesterday he announced, or the company announced, that he had been fired. I think the plan went flawlessly.
What was the plan?
The plan was, first of all, we have to keep this story in the news. We can't just let it be a one-day story, and that's what it would have been. So Wendy and I did a press conference. Again, she was very scared. We shored her up. We had to do a press conference and make this story be big so that other accusers would call me. As an attorney, I can't call them, and I didn't know who they were anyway, right? But we had to keep this story going. So we released bits of it day by day, giving the story legs, as we say in journalism. A second accuser did call me, but I needed time to vet her story. I needed to talk to her witnesses. I needed to look at her evidence. I needed to shore her up emotionally. All of these women are very scared. We got her sister in place. We got her three witnesses interviewed, and I was ready to come forward with her. She got scared. I went to North Carolina. I met with her. We shored her up, and we came out with her story a couple days ago. A third accuser, a fourth accuser came out. I tweeted and I said on many shows that the Murdochs had only one choice, and that was to fire Bill O'Reilly. And if they didn't, we would continue relentlessly, day after day, having more and more accusers come out publicly. We were not going to let this go. We were going to persist.
Well, Fox News